Yes, again. So Gemara last kasha was again. They couldn't turn the very Shmuel. That he learns out from now psukim first, the first psukim min abokim min atzoin to a mayit. This is choyla v'zokin v'zualam. So when the second pasuk says here now again min atzoin min akvosim min izim, what is the dashim for this last pasuk here? So Gemara into the turn of Rabbi Shmuel holds uchor the krolish tuyachi. He does not make the drasha for min atzoin. We don't just say min atzoin is only some and not all of them. He says no, that's a normal way to talk. Min atzoin is the way you talk about atzoin. There's no miyut. So the question is then, if that's not a miyut, so why from the first psukim do we make a miyut? How do we make a miyut from the first pasuk of the min abheima in Vayikra Aleph? How do we make a miyut from over there? So the Gemara says the pshat is like this: that pasuk over there of a min abheima says kulam yusur. There the whole pasuk is extra. But since the whole pasuk is extra, then avada we dash to say min atzayin means only some and not all. Min abakim means some and not all. But over here, where the pasuk is not extra, then just from the word min atzayin, that's not a drush according to the Rabbi Shmuel. He holds that's urchei. That's normal way of talking. Now the Mishnah says there's a muk. So what's called the muk slavos kechovim? So it was set aside. So Mor says Amar Ashloka. Ashloka says ein iser ela muksa l'sheva shonim. The animal only becomes also for a korban if you, at the beginning you set it aside for 7 years, and you had that, like after the 7 years, then you plan to worship it for a korban, bring it for a korban. So now, at the beginning, that's called the muksa. What's the rayish? Now the pasuk says, v'hi balayla, who was at that night, so pasuk in shayftim, tossed by Gidoin over there, that Hashem said to him, v'yem le Hashem, kach es par hashor, take the power of your father, Hashel Yavicha, but power Hashem in the second one, Sheva Shonim, that was there 7 years. So, the Chura Yisiv was a derer for them, like to have the animal for 7 years, like to fatten it, and then they had that to bring it for Avodah Zarah. So, we ask the question, for also Muksa B'luchur Hevei, never Nami Hevei. Was it only Muksa over there? The Chura was never, they even worshipped it for Avodah Zarah. But there by Gidon, his father had a Baal, his father worshipped it over there. Samura says, Oma Ravachor bar Yaakov Muksil le'evoid v'lo yevdu enechnami. They set it aside to worship it, but the mindset they never worshipped it. Rashi says, Upar ben Shevashonim shepetmul Shevashonim al mahochi urchay le'evid. You see, that's the normal thing that you first worship it after it was fattened for 7 years. So the question is, over there it wasn't just on set aside, they even worshipped it before. The Lo Yadinim, if Rashi doesn't know, show where, the Kolpon Mechurts Mashma, that they worshipped it before. So maybe it's not Sam the Pshat, you have to fatten it first for 7 years, but they worship it right away. So where's the Nechanami? So the first Gemara says no. Omer Avacha Bayakov, Muksa Levet Lo Yavdu. No, the case there was, it was known that they did not worship it. They just had it set aside, he was fattening it for 7 years. And after the 7 years, then he had to enter, bring it for a korban to worship it. So you see, a muksa means the derech was, first they set it aside for 7 years, and then they would bring it. The other Gemara says, Rav Oma Liyela Mavdu. Rav says, no, really the attack they worshipped it. Rashi says, Mahu, from that case, they're like Gemira Midi, cannot have anything over there. Not the loch of muksa, and not the loch of nevad. Because there was a chidishu. Could Rav Abba Bakana. That like Hashem told Gideon, take that power, bring it for Korban. There were 8 chidushim that you let her bring that Korban. First of all was chutz. It was like a shute chutz. Rashi says shute chutz, they shechted outside the Beis Hamidrash. For Lila was at night time, and the Korban is postal of Lila. For Zaris, Gideon wasn't the Kohen, and he brought this Korban. O Klisharis, Klerash is Kleima. He did not have to use the Klisharis. O Klei Hashera, Shei Shekriv, the Kli Ashera, B'yoyse, Shoye, Meshamesh, L'Ashera, Shemesh, L'Sham, the same Kelim that his father used, the Shem of Oydazara, there Gidim was using the Shem Hashem. So usually it's also, Elamai, there was a special letter over there. And V'yatzi Ashera, they used the wood of the Ashera, O Muksa V'Nevad, that the animal was both, it was both the Muksa, and it was a Nevad, and still used it for Korban. So the kids, from that postic, we can't learn out. Alright, we'll stop here.